Feel the Joy, Rent Up 22% in Kamala Harris's America. By Hannah Knudsen on August 27, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris has been leading the country alongside President Joe Biden for 3.5 years. But while their party is attempting to sell a message of joy, the reality is quite different. Rent has gone up 22% since the pair took office in January 2021. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the U.S. city average for rent of shelter jumped 22% from January 2021, when Biden and Harris first took office, to July 2024. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. Indeed, the inflationary policies of the Biden-Harris administration are to blame, which includes their massive legal and illegal migration, bringing millions of people into the country. All the while, Democrat politicians, allies of the Biden-Harris administration, are attempting to put illegal immigrants into apartments and homes that should be going to young Americans. As Breitbart News reported, in California, Democrats in the state assembly have passed legislation that would create home buyer tax breaks for illegal migrants who walk through weak border controls. The giveaway will drive up Americans' housing costs and make life tougher for the 85% of American-born California families who earn less than roughly $80,000 per year and spend more than 30% of their income on housing, according to a pro-migrant advocacy group. This comes as Harris is attempting to put a band-aid on the issue by offering to subsidize young homebuyers and take on corporate landlords and cap on fair rent increases, refusing to address the root of the issues. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., in contrast, has been very upfront about why housing costs are so high, pointing directly to the policies of Harris and Biden and the fact that their policies have led to millions of illegal aliens competing with American citizens for affordable housing. There are 20 million illegal aliens here who shouldn't be here, who are competing with Americans for scarce homes, Vance said. Number 2, Kamala Harris has supported highest higher interest rates, which makes mortgages totally unaffordable for normal people. So, these policies make ordinary Americans suffer, he added. Watch.